You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
We're going to a new series titled Metro, and this is a series about our missions as a church, as a movement. From the very beginning, from birth, we've always been about church planting, campus ministries, and world missions. It's always been our heart. Those are the core ministries that the Lord has called us to do. This series, Metro, really is to help us understand as a church what He has called us to do. We all have a part to play in world missions, whether it's to pray, whether it's to give, whether it's to go. All of us can play a part. How many of you believe you can pray for nations? I would assume all of us, right? And some of you, God will prosper so that you can give. And I believe everyone can give, whether that's a portion of your allowance, it's investing. When I was in college student, the Lord has already put it in my heart to partake in missions. Little did I know that God would call me and use me to become a missionary to some nations. But I already gave a portion just of my allowance, just really being grateful for the privilege of being a part of what God is doing to the nations. Because I want us to understand that we're not just about a local church here in Dumaguete City. We are a movement. We're bigger than where we are here. We belong to a movement of churches. All right. So this series is really to help us and align everyone to take part of who we are and what God is doing through this church. Again, whether through prayer, giving, or going. We started with 5 ladies. Lahat sila taga Bacolod. It was an unusual way of starting because we invited them to our house. We pray and we started a victory group. That was the birth of this church. This is to help us understand that, again, Dumaguete is not just a local church here. This is not just about growing, becoming big as a church. Mega church or more people is part of God's plan for the church. The more people saved, the better. And God is worthy of that. Amen? Do you think so? Do you think that God deserves that all people will come to understand His salvation and His kindness and His mercy and the forgiveness of sins? I believe so. All of us, at one point in our life, were lost sinners until the gospel was preached to us. And now we are here. And so all of us has a part to play. Why the Lord put us in this church. We have a burning strategy in our movement right now to plant churches right now focusing in Asia, the cities of Asia. What used to be, we planted churches all over. Like I've said, I was in college. My first mission trip was in Guam. I was a graduating student. We were the second team. When the first team planted the church there, Life in the Sun, we were the team that came a year after to bless the church. Parang Book of Acts lang. Next to that, we sent Filipino team to plant a church in Riga, Latvia. That's the former USSR. And the same way, we were the second batch of team to encourage the church that was birthed by Filipinos there. And until the time na I stayed about a year in St. Petersburg, Russia to help plant a church there. And we've sent many Filipinos to plant churches, serve nations as missionaries all over the world. But this time, we want to focus in Asia, in a portion, I believe, in India. And not only outside of the Philippines, but really this time also we're identifying cities in our nation. And we are beefing up our goal and our vision to saturate the cities of our nation. Kan pag city nga sa atong nation nga kinalan i-reach. I believe in Negros alone, as small as they are, cities like Tanhay and Baez and Bayawan. Nonetheless, these are cities that I believe God has a plan and a purpose. That is who we are. That's what we are doing right now. Hopefully that through this series, we become more aware about missions and be inspired once again to commit, to pray, to give, and to go. Now, why cities? That's what we're going to talk about today. Why cities? And hopefully we'll understand that a while ago, no? But I want us right now to open our Bibles to the book of Psalms. Psalm 107, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert waste, finding no way to a city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. The book of Psalms, usually Psalms are written and are being read. And not only being read, they are being sung. And each Psalm in the Bible has its context, its story of God's goodness, God's faithfulness. Some of them individually, many of them as a community, okay, as a people. It speaks about the faithfulness of God and how God hears and responds to the cries of His people. Now, Psalm 107 is the beginning of book 5. There are 150 psalms, and then they are divided into books and sections. And this particular psalm really talks about the restoration and the gathering of the exiles. There was a time in the nation of Israel that they were exiled because of their rebellion and their disobedience and their unbelief on the things and the purposes of God in their lives, worshiping idols rather than worshiping the true and living God. And because of that, the Lord gave them to their desires of their hearts to become like other nations. That's why they were brought to these nations and became foreigners there. And yet God gave them their own nation. And yet in the mercy and the grace of God, God gave a timeline where this His people, Israel, will go through this season in 70 years. And towards the 70th year of them being exiled, God was bringing them back again to the city that He promised to become a nation once again. And so this psalm really declares the goodness, the plan of God, and how God fulfills and hears the cries of His people. The following chapter was declaring the sovereignty of God and how God is in control over nations. How God used Babylon and Assyria to rebuild His people and His nation. And so we see that God always have a redemptive act for nations, especially for His nation. And God always has a plan. He always has a redemptive will and plan for every nation. Now, the word metro speaks about big city, progressive city. It's not just a city, but it's like a gathering of some cities like Metro Manila. There are a couple of cities there. And we came from Marikina. We lived there. I was part of our team in Metro East, which is located in the border of Pasig City and Marikina City and Cainta Province. So that's the picture of Metro. And Metro Manila is not just Manila. It's composed of different cities, Quezon City, Pasig City, Makati City, Taguig City. Okay, so parang Metro Cebu din, where you have Mandaue City, Cebu City, Talisay City, Lapu-Lapu City, and all that. I believe soon, it's only a matter of time that Dumaguete will become a metro city. Will include Cebulan and the nearby towns. That's what metro is all about. I once exiled, brought into a small town in Hilongos, Leyte. And that was because I was rebellious, hard-headed. I stopped going to school, so they didn't know what to do with me, so they exiled me. And I stayed there for about 3 months, 4 months. At first, I was enjoying it, the fresh air, the fresh food. I actually gained weight that time, and I swear I learned to eat vegetables. Wow, lamia de su vegetables, and fish. But then it became boring for me. I was kind of like depressed nga lang. Unsa na gud ni ang akong activity nga to? Kinigabot sa alas 6 sa gabi, si Tiban ug si Gulyat. Some of you don't know that. It's a comedy in a drama radio. So I was there, high school. I was probably, 14 years old, and sayo kayo sa gabi, ngit-ngit na. Inig mata ni mo, ngit-ngit lang gihapon. Kaysa sayo ni mo katugo, kay mata ka galas 4. Unsa na ko ni, ngit-ngit mo lang gihapon. I decided, I ran away and went back to Cebu. So, went back into my messy life. But little did I know that God really had a plan in my life. By some particular reason, I have to leave Cebu. So, went to Manila, and didn't don't have plans to go to Manila, but went to Manila and to study college there. And by the grace of God, that's where I actually became a Christian. That's where I was reached out in New Belt Rector in 1990, during my second year college. So that's where my life was changed. From then on, growing as a Christian, as a believer, the Lord brought me, of course, some mission trips, but He brought me here to Dumaguete with a family. and stayed here for 13 years. After 13 years, he brought me back to Manila. Malaking city na naman. Metro na naman. 5 years we stayed there. And just about close to 2 years now, the Lord brought us back again to Cebu to work with our churches here in the Visayas region. A lot of movements, a lot of changes, a lot of transitions, but I believe nonetheless, whatever transition, whatever movement that God does in our life, God always has a purpose. And if we will just submit ourselves and allow ourselves for God to work in our lives, we can always grow wherever God will bring us. So some of us perhaps are called to stay here long term. That's great. Some of us are probably have a dream, and part of that dream is God's calling to go work abroad. Regardless where you will be, my prayer, our prayer is that you will fulfill the purpose of God in your life, regardless of whatever city that God will bring you. Now again, why the city? City has always been God's idea from the very beginning. City is where progress is happening, developments, opportunities, and that's always been in the heart of God. Even from the very beginning, when God cast a vision to Adam and Eve to go, multiply, be fruitful, fill the earth, subdue the earth, fill it with the glory of God. God was already thinking big for the future families and developments of people. In other words, he was almost thinking like a city or a metro already. It's always been part of God's plan. It's always been his mandate to be in a place and find progress and find fruitfulness in that place. So it's always been God's idea. It comes from the heart of God. And that's why us being in this city, it's not an accident. Maybe some of you are here for study. Some of you are here for work. Some of you are just here because this is paradise. But cities where we are, where God places us, it's always God's idea. Cities are a melting pot for different people groups. It's a place where a variety of people from different backgrounds, people with different dialects, individuals being joined together. Kind of like this church, no? This church, different peoples from different provinces. It's really amazing. That's what this city is all about. And all of us has been put into the cities, some of us long-term, some of us for a season. Nonetheless, God has a purpose why we are here. And different stages, whether you are a student, whether you are working, whether you are building your family here, and Dumaguete is really such a fine place to raise up a family. And this is how God designs cities. The psalm tells us, the redeemed of the Lord says, let them come together. God is the one who called them from east, west, north, and south. I pray that we understand what this means. Now, as God's redeemed people, what should our attitude be, being in the city? Some of you grew up here, some of you from another city, some of you from another town, but we are placed in the city. What should our attitude be? What should our outlook be? Being part of the city. And not just the city, whatever city you came from. How should we see cities? Well, two things. Number one, cities are a mission field for the gospel of God. Psalm verse 4 and 5 tells us, some wandered in the desert trying to find a way. And you know, there's always that attraction, no, to come into the city. Those who are in towns always would want to go to the city. That's why there was a time when we were pastoring this church that it was so difficult because, you know, we raise up leaders and we believe we value leadership development. And so, in 3 years from second year college, okay, or some of them first year, we disciple them, they become leaders and they become victory group leaders and fruitful. And after just few months, 1 year, graduate, mula ka una. And we were like trying to catch up the turnover. We've worked so hard 3 years and then 1 year and then they go. God is somehow doing his work through his church. We did not stop. We just kept on making disciples. And in a city, there are progress, but sometimes there's also violence that happens along with the progress, crimes, troubles, as part of what happens in a city. And that's the reason why cities are a mission field of the gospel. Many of the students, one of the things that really captured particularly my heart. I was coming from Bacolod, spoke to a youth camp from our church there, and dropped by on my way to Cebu to visit my family, and I swung by here through a bus with a backpack and a banig, which the Victory Bacolod gave me. I was walking around the city, and I saw students, young people, and I realized some of them, they are here, and they're away from their families. And some of them, they want to get away from their families. And they lack the family of what it is like to have a family. And so that became our goal in becoming a church, to really become a spiritual family. And friends, friendships, relationships has been strengthened and forged through this church. Cities are a mission field for the gospel. That's what happened to our church in New Belt. 120 students when we started 35 years ago. Today, glory to God, by the grace of God, 300,000 every weekend, people goes to Victory Church all over the Philippines, including Metro Manila. Out of that 120 students. Because those students were reached. Now, cities are progressive, but without God, it becomes self-destructive. If there will be no God in a city, immorality, crime, violence, and it's part of what happens to the city. But not only that, cities are a mission field for the gospel, ultimately, cities are a missionary sending force. All of us, at one point in our life, we became the mission. Somebody intentionally engaged us and had a missionary attempt in our life to preach the gospel to us. We became the mission field. But somehow, we don't end up becoming just a mission field. We become a missionary being sent. And that's the reason why out of that 120 students that was saved 35 years ago in New Belt Recto, where me and my wife also first went to church, out of that, they went back to their cities and their provinces. Bisag gamay sweldo, nihit ang trabaho, they went back and stayed and planted churches, started Victory groups. Because they are not just mission field, they became missionaries. And I want us to understand that though at one point in our life we were the mission field, that's not the ultimate plan of God for us. His plan is to let us become missionaries. Missionaries in your own campuses, missionaries to your own families, missionaries in the workplace where you are right now, to become the opportunity where people can hear the gospel. I want you to understand that God has called each one of us to be good news to people. Good news to your classmates. Good news to your samukan, siaw, nga amigo or classmate. Badlungon na ka-office mate. God wants you to be good news to them. God wants you to be opportunity for them. You once experienced that opportunity. It's time that we shift from being a mission field when someone reached out to us to now us reaching out to others. And that's why those cities can be self-destructing as it progresses. Violence also progresses. Crimes also progress. But God always have a redemptive plan for every city, including Dumaguete City. At the very onset, we know that Dumaguete City will become a missionary sending church. We know that people will go out. But our hope and prayer that wherever God will bring you, you become a missionary. You honor God still, and you make disciples. And bisag asa ka po niton, disciples are being made. And even when God brings you to another place, there are disciples that was made because you were there. Because you were not just a mission field, you became a missionary in that field, in that place. That is the plan of God in each one of us. And you know what? Some of you will say, me? I have so many issues. Who has no issues? In fact, you are the better person who can say to those who have issues. Kasi may issue ka eh. Makaka-relate ka. You understand what I'm talking about? People who don't have issues, who seem to be self-righteous and perfect, they can't relate. Wala mag-away lang. Legalistic. But people who understand where they came from, what they were, when they were once a mission field, now becoming a missionary. That is who we are. That's what this church is all about. My prayer, some of you will grow old here. I pray that you will not just grow old here. I pray that you will make an impact as you grow old here. That you will make a difference, whether to your community or to your own family. Some of you will not stay here. I pray that wherever God will bring you, lives will be transformed. The gospel will be preached. God is honored and disciples are made. Because that's what this church is all about. That's what God added you to this church. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. You are the light of the world. Verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before us. It's your time to shine. Ganun, no? As they say it. You're not just light. Your light is destined to shine. Not destined to be covered. It's not to say, Lord, thank you. I'm glad that I'm this church. Thank you for the friendships that I have here. Thank you for the joy that I feel inside here when I worship God. Talagang tears, tears ako, cry, cry. It's really more than that. It's calling you that your light, the very light of God in your life, will shine and will begin to affect others. Those who need to see light. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works, the good things that God is doing in your life, and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. There's a reason why you're here. And it's not just for you to be a consumer, to receive, feel good in this church, but really to be a missionary. And sometimes when you're out there, it's not as good as when you are here receiving. But nonetheless, that is the plan of God for each one of us. God redeems cities and its people, and He uses it, He does it through the church. You are the church. We are the church. And that's why I want to encourage you. Grow as a disciple. Connect yourself. Don't just come here and then after the service leave here as if this is a duty that you need to do every Sunday. That's religion. That's not what we're after. We're about honoring God and making disciples. And discipleship is relationship. Connect yourself. And don't stop being the mission field. Become the missionary to where you are. Do you believe that? That's God's plan for your life? Are you willing to be that? Pray that you will be.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.